School is out for the summer, but it will not be out forever. On the phone, we have Mike Chikarian from The Ohio State University, telling us a little bit about some of the technology that we're going to be able to find in the classroom. Welcome to the podcast, Michael.
Thanks for having me on.
So recently you presented at a conference. Tell us a little bit about the conference, at the educational technology conference you presented at.
Well, I actually was at the 2013 joint annual meeting of the American Dairy Science Association and the American Society of Animal Science. And really, I mean, it's bringing those two groups together. And what we presented on was a really long title, and I'll read it for you if you want it. It's an implementation of a hybrid flexible instructional model in the animal sciences, technical considerations to optimize student educational experiences. So really what that is, you know, we were trying to figure out the traditional model of learning is, you know, you come to class, the instructor is there, they give you a lecture, you know, maybe it's just PowerPoint based, whatever they're going to show you when you sort of go on your way. This hybrid flexible model or this high flex model says, okay, well, why don't we try to have people in the classroom and let's see if we can get people to attend online at the same time. You know, if geography gets in your way, if your life schedule gets in your way, we want you to still be able to access this class and still be able to bring up our enrollments and provide as rich of an experience as you would have if you were attending in the classroom, but do it in an online model. So we spent a considerable amount of time, about a year, with a Learning Technologies Impact Grant from The Ohio State University, trying to figure out how we could deliver this class in the best way possible. And this was our research findings that we had on that presented at that meeting. So,
and what were some of the findings of the research? What did you guys find? What were some of the technologies that really, you know, stood out?
Well, what they ended up doing was they asked a series of questions of these students at the beginning of class and like the first week. And they would say, you know, how do you think you're going to attend online? So our findings were really based upon asking the students, you know, the very first week, the very first few weeks, you know, how do you think you're going to attend this class? Do you think you're primarily going to be in person or do you think you're going to attend it online? And, you know, the findings were sort of across the board. I can't remember exactly what the percentages were, but we saw a dramatic shift between the in-person attendance and the online attendance. I think when we first started the class in the first few weeks, we had about 8% of people that were attending in person. And by the end of the class, we had about 20% of the people that were attending in person. So there was a really sort of 80-20 dramatic shift between, you know, who was going to come to class in person, who was going to attend it online. I think it was really interesting to see, you know, over time that some people just felt like it was more convenient for them to come to class online, you know, to connect to these Adobe Connect sessions, and they felt like they were getting as much out of it as, you know, they would if they would be in person. So I felt like the online tools that we used for this, you know, really made a difference, and I think the students responded in that way.
So that's really interesting. So I've seen and heard of classes where obviously, you know, you show up in the classroom and have a traditional, you know, sometimes they call them chalk talks, just a regular,
right,
your standard class that you'd see, you know, anywhere. And then, you know, you have these online sessions as well, but this sounds like it was unique where you're either any day of the week, any day of the class, you could either decide,
yes,
today I feel like I'm going to show up in class, or I feel like I'm just going to go and attend online.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we had some unique cases too where our portion of campus, you know, there are predominantly a lot of animal sciences majors that would take this class. There's plenty that aren't animal sciences majors, but of the ones that are, if you look geographically at The Ohio State University, a lot of these classes end up on main campus. So when you have people that are taking animal sciences classes and want to also take this class, if this class that we were teaching falls in the middle of their day, they almost go from West Campus to this class on Central Campus and then go back to nearly West Campus again. So we had one student that was, you know, really happy to attend online because it gave her lunch back. You know, she could sit in the building and just listen to it over her lunch break, eat a sandwich, do whatever she was doing, you know, put on a pair of headphones, get on Wi-Fi, jump on the class and participate, hear everything that she would had she been there. So I think for her, it worked out exceptionally well. And it, you know, it took away it brought back her lunch and it gave her the ability to, you know, not have to jump on a bus and get somewhere else between 10 to 15 minutes or whatever the allotment is to go across campus and come back. And especially in Clement weather, you know, the ability to attend online makes a huge difference. You know, we had students over the course of this past winter that, you know, exceptionally cold winter, some days the snow is nuts and whatever. And, you know, if you have the mom that wants to take this class and wants to, you know, stay home and doesn't want to pay for babysitting or whatever it is, you know, you jump online and you're there. So I think the technology is really starting to make some of these things a lot more accessible. And you know, we have other tools too, which we should talk about, like Poll Everywhere and some of these student response systems that I think are really good as far as engagement too. That's huge.
And what, tell me a little bit about those. What do those do?
So you've probably seen some of these like student response systems, I guess they often are referred to as clicker systems. But what they are is essentially a way that a student who is either online or even in person can pull out their smartphone, they can pull out their laptop, and they can respond to a question that's asked in the class by the instructor, and you can get real-time feedback on that. So if you're an instructor and you want to see, well, are these people really getting, you know, the information that I'm explaining to them? Are they getting it? Are they getting it figured out? You get instant feedback that way. And it also has these polls that have open-ended questions that, so you can ask like a really detailed, lengthy question if you're in the online audience. But the one interesting thing I thought about this too was with the ability to text in a question to the instructor or one of the TAs that's sitting there that usually monitors this back channel to see what's going on, you'll find sometimes that there are kids in the classroom who don't necessarily want to raise their hand and be that person that says, you know, I don't know what's going on. We'll actually sort of, you know, slyly pull out the phone and send a text question in and get the answer in the room as well. So it's one of these things where it's not just limited to the people that are in the online audience. You'll see that people in class who maybe are too shy to raise their hand are starting to really get that student engagement as well. So it's really neat. I think those are the technologies personally that are going to be the most helpful in the future, because I think instructors are always looking to find a way to get their students engaged. Student engagement is huge. I think if you're an instructor and you're dedicating this much time to, you know, these efforts every single week in class preparation and trying to make sure that, you know, this information that you have is disseminating to them and they're getting it figured out, it can be really demotivating to spend that many hours and then sort of have a class that's, you know, half there, half on Facebook, half sleeping, half whatever. To kind of get them, you know, going again is I think really pivotal and important.
Very cool. So not only does it provide instant feedback for the professor as far as are they getting it, but it also provides engagement for the students, and it might even provide engagement for the students who are a little bit more introverted. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, engagement is almost like the key to everything these days. Because I think, you know, when I was in school, you know, the traditional lecture, I mean, even sometimes I felt like that didn't resonate. I don't know about you, but I felt very much like, you know, and of course this is going back. I mean, I graduated in 2000. So those years that I was taking classes, a lot of these technologies weren't available, but one thing that whatever generation it is, whatever year it is, the one thing that you keep hearing all the time, I think, is, you know, well, how hands-on is it? And I think sometimes you can translate the hands-on into maybe a little bit of this. Well, I want to be, you know, I want to feel like this is active learning. I want to feel like I'm, you know, not just sitting there and this is just a one-way relationship of, okay, well, they're just telling me this and I'll have to figure out what it's all about. I think it's always been about engagement, and these technologies, as convenient and as, you know, powerful as they are, they're helping, I think, move along, you know, what the expectation might start to be in the classroom, where, you know, every kid seems to be coming to campus or wherever with, you know, a smartphone, a laptop. You know, there's like that 2 or 3 rule where there's a couple devices that keep coming by. Let's get them to use them. Let's figure out, you know, what it is that's going to make, you know, the students decide, yeah, I really need to get involved in this. And let's keep them engaged in the class so we're not, you know, losing people, you know, by and by.
So you're very close to this, obviously. What piece of technology, or where do you think all of this is going to end up in the next 5 to 10 years as far as instructional technology goes?
Well, I sort of don't feel like there's been a clear cut technology at the top of this as far as student response systems that's, you know, really been above and beyond and is the best thing to use. So I think one of those is eventually going to rise to the top. I don't know how it's going to do it. I don't know the business world very well as far as which one's going to rise to the top. But, you know, as I think as you see, like, you know, areas like Poll Everywhere, Top Hat Monocle, maybe some of those turning technologies that are out there that start, you know, getting these, you know, university-wide agreements, site license agreements that they have. One of those is going to make, I think, enough money to sort of make the push and be the technology. As far as like the online class delivery, I mean, I've been feeling like Adobe Connect has been so simple to set up and so easy for instructor to use, that I just, I'm having trouble seeing a downside to not adding that to just about any class that I would want to. I the ability to record and document these things and bring, you know, people guest wise into the classroom, student wise, it's just, it just works. And it's been really a good product. I don't know which one's going to be clear and raising the top, but I know those two things are huge. You know, the online delivery of the class itself and having, you know, many ways to, you know, you record your audio, record your video, record whatever you want, you know, PowerPoint wise that you can put up there. And it's really helping collaborate across universities too. I mean, I've seen this technology in our own department across 8 land grant universities now, as far as the classes that we all teach. So in some of these graduate student level courses where you might not necessarily have enough people or enough specialties to teach one of these courses, you bring in professors from different universities that do have, you know, the knowledge to build one course, and it's been amazing for collaborations. I mean, it's just so accessible and it's real time, so it works out great.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Michael, for being on the show today.
Heck yeah, thanks, man.
Talk to you later. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for this episode of MIS. Thanks for listening.